Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the people of God. Everything that has breath shout for joy.
Everything that has breath shout for joy.
With everything that is beautiful.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verda V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Miss Celinda, is it Murphy? Are you on the line?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Great, great. I hear you, and thanks for being a guest on our show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, it is definitely our pleasure. And can you, for me and for our listening audience, please pronounce your name for me? I always seem to get all tie-tongue with these, with some names.
It's okay. It's Celinda Mumfrey.
Okay, Miss Celinda Mumfrey. Okay, so Miss Celinda Mumfrey is the author of Heal My Private Parts. It is an extraordinary, I read just a little bit of the summary, so we're going to let her tell us a little bit about herself, how she came about that title, and a little bit about the book. So Miss Mumfrey, you have the floor, and you can begin.
Again, I am Celinda Mumfrey. I am president of Celinda D, LLC, author, mentor, women empowerment speaker, youth empowerment speaker, and also the founder of Girls to Pearls Mentoring Program and the radio talk show host of Removing the Bandages. Again, thank you so much for having me on the show tonight. And to talk about my book, Heal My Private Parts, you know, Verna, every time I say that name or that title, people have this, their eyebrow raises like, okay, heal my private part.
So, I can understand. I was like, okay, what she mean, heal her private part? But I said, you know what? I'm going to let her tell her story.
No problem. Well, Heal My Private Parts, it actually came about, I had been through so much in my life. I went through a tumultuous marriage, and my testimony is, I tell it so often, that I had two breast cancer scares. I lost my house to foreclosure, I lost my automobile to repossession, and I lost my marriage due to the enemy still in my marriage. And the devil wanted me to lose my mind, but I was not going to lose my mind. I wanted to make sure that my determination was larger than my situation was. And one night I was actually taking a bath while I was going through and just feeling so down. And I began to think about all the things that I've gone through in my life, even before my marriage, because when I speak to women, I tell them, I'm coming to you as a woman that has been single, a woman that has been married, a woman that's been through a divorce and now single again. So I've been through every stage you can imagine, and which gives me the ability to stand before women and tell my testimony and speak life back into those that have given up on life. So with that being said, one night I was actually taking a bath, and as I began to actually cleanse myself and the private area as well, I thought about different men that had touched my body and situations that I had been through. And the word of God came to me, or God's voice said, heal my private parts. You need every part of you to be healed. So when I say heal my private parts, it's not just that private area. It can be your eyes, your ears, your nose, your heart, anything that you have hidden. Because women, we hide behind so many things, the weave, the makeup, Michael Kors, Louis Vuitton, just so much, because we're putting those bandages on those wounds where we've been damaged from divorce, rape, molestation, not having your father in your life. There's just so much that we go through in our lives, and we dress those private parts up. But there comes a time in your life when you have to get to a point where you're tired, and you lay before God, and you ask him to heal every single private part in your life. And that is what this book is about, taking those bandages off so that every private part of you can be healed.
Wow, wow. That's fantastic. Is it that easy? Taking the bandages off. I know I can only, I always speak for myself. I can't speak for anyone else. I am so private with my personal life and what may have happened in my personal life that I find it quite difficult taking off the bandage. I can remember when I went through a divorce that I was so devastated and felt so like nothing, actually. I felt so embarrassed and ashamed. It took me a long time, months, before I actually began to say, well, I'm not the only person this has happened to. And I say that a lot. I keep it in my mind. If I was the only person in the world that has gone through a divorce, then I should be, maybe I should be, or could I be. But since I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So when do a woman, man, anyone that's been hurt can get to that point where they can comfortably take the bandage off and become very transparent?
Well, you have to get to a point where those bandages actually begin to smell. I say that we wear them for so long that people around us will begin to smell the stench from those bandages. You begin to get in the shower, you're still having those bandages on, and they start to come off of you. Eventually, they're going to start coming off of you because you can't wear them forever. I say so many people are sitting in the waiting room at the hospital, in the emergency room, and they're afraid to go in and get the surgery that they need to be healed. And God is the healer. He's the ultimate healer. He can heal you, but you have to remove those bandages. So you have to get to a point in your life where you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I have what I call the backdrop of my movement, which is removing the bandages, and it's called the art of change. And art stands for A, you have to acknowledge that you're hurting, that you really are hurting, and you no longer want to hurt. Or once you have acknowledged that you have or you are hurting, you have to remove those bandages. And T, once you've acknowledged it, you remove them, then you have to take care and take charge. And what I mean by that, you have to take care of what has happened to you. You have to nurse yourself back to who God has called you to be, and then you take charge of your life once again. And that is the art of change. Once you go through that, you will begin to see your life change, and you will become the person that God has actually ordained you to be in life.
Okay, I can see that. Now, is it a full movement, a program that you all may have events, or how does that work, removing the bandage? Tell me a little bit about that.
Again, it is a movement where I actually travel. I just actually had a women's conference in March And I also did a women's conference last Saturday where I traveled to South Georgia. I was invited there to speak. And I just travel with it, speaking life into everything that lies dormant within women, because I want them to know whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation is, whatever you've been through in life, if it did not kill you, it only made you stronger. So you have to actually walk in that power that God has given to you. Because I told the ladies last weekend, you can't go A and Z. You can't go 1 and 100. You got to go through the process. You got to go through the pain, the pressure, and the pounding in order to get to the process and to the promise that God has for your life. So I use that platform wherever God sends me just to speak life back into those women that have given up and they feel that there is no longer any hope and that they just can't make it. There is hope. You can make it. God, through God, you can do all things, everything. There's nothing too hard for him. You just have to have a made-up mind that you want to change and you want those bandages to come off. You don't want to continue to camouflage because we do that so well. And the people that we are hiding everything from and bandaging ourselves, they're hurting just as worse as we are. So we've got to get to a point where we're just real with ourselves. And I'm telling you, when you walk in that realness, you remove those bandages, you're feeling good about yourself, my God, it's like you're on top of the world. You're unstoppable. Nothing in the world can shake you, break you, or move you.
But it's not, and once again, it's not that easy to move those bandages and to try to move on. Do you suggest or do you have maybe like steps that an individual should take or could take and just getting to the point where they feel comfortable removing the bandages or being able to heal or getting to that point where they not feeling like they're losing their mind?
Again, the first step is acknowledging. You have to, because nothing can change if you do not acknowledge it. You're trying to do something or cover something, but you haven't acknowledged what's really there. So that is the first thing. I'm going to tell you a story. My mother was telling me when I was married that you're going through something. Something's not right with you. You don't even look the same. And I had a neighbor to tell me the same thing. She said, what's wrong with you? I was breaking out, losing weight, just going through so much. Did not even look like myself. I was so close to it that I could not see what was going on. But once you really wake up, take a look at yourself, you have to acknowledge that something is going on. Nothing will ever change. Because people can tell you all day, and you're just listening to it. So that is definitely the first step. Once you've done that and you see that there is a problem, then you try to figure out, hey, how can I fix this? You talk to somebody. You pray about it. You have to become naked and unashamed before people. And I heard you say that you were going through your divorce. You didn't want to tell anybody. I was the same way. And I'm like, okay, I failed. I felt like a failure, that I had really messed up. Because when you say I do, it is supposed to be forever. So for a minute, I felt like a failure. But I begin to think, hey, I did everything that I was supposed to do. I prayed.
Absolutely.
I was a good wife. When you feel that you've done all that you can do, there's nothing more that you can do but give it all to God and let him take care of the rest. And, yes, it is a hard process. Every day we're removing bandages. And I tell people I'm still removing some bandages. Hey, every day, because we go through something every single day. But you have to acknowledge that there is something going on in your life. And once that happens, then you will be able to see, your eyes are open, and you can reach out for God. You begin to reach out for God. You begin to surround yourself with people that have probably gone through what you went through, and they're walking in their victory right now. So you always surround yourself with people that can speak into you. You don't need anybody that's speaking negativity, because their life messed up, jacked up. They want you to be jacked up with them. And you surrender it all to God. Yes. That's definitely how you can remove those bandages. Yes.
We have about 15 minutes left into the show, maybe about 13 or 14. I want to open up the lines. I see we have a few callers. And if our callers, and if you don't mind, Ms. Mumphrey, if I open the lines up for questioning?
Not at all.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to unmute, and if you would say the last four of your phone number, then you can go ahead and speak. I'm unmuting, And let's see. May take a minute. Yeah, it looks like it's going to take a second.
No,
but go ahead and you can tell us a little bit more about your book as these try to open up.
Okay, not a problem. This book, I want to allow it to speak to every private part of woman, and not just women, men too. Men have been purchasing the book as well. I had one brother to tell me he saw the book, he wanted to know about the book, but he was afraid to say that he needed to be healed. But once he did read the book, he realized that he really did need some healing. The men go through things too. I tell you this, after my marriage, I was ready to jump into something else. And I actually did jump into another relationship. But in my book, I say, if you're hurting, if you're damaged, leave that brother where he is until God has released you to love and to be loved again. Because if not, you're going to be messing up your life and messing his life up too. And then you're walking around in wounded identity. With a wounded identity, you're going from this person to this person to this person to this person. And that was one thing that I did as well, Verna, just going from different people and relationships because I was so broken. I was hurt. I didn't know who I was. And that's what a lot of us do. But we're just so afraid to admit that we're hurting. We're broken. We're dressed up and we're messed up. But it is time for us to walk in wholeness because that is what God has for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says that, for I know the plans that I have for your life. God has great plans for us, plans for us to prosper, be in good health. He wants us to be happy. And how can you be happy if you got to walk around in bandages like a mummy all day long? It's time to take those bandages off. It's time to live again because we're going to be pressed. We're going to be pushed. But I promise you that there is a promise with your name on it if you allow every private part of your life to be healed.
If you allow every private part of your life to heal, I like that. You have to actually give yourself permission, so to speak.
There you go. You have to. You have to.
You have to. I am trying to. I didn't mean to sound like I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get one of the lines open. It seemed to be giving me a headache at this moment. So in beginning your book, how did you come up? Okay, we heard how you came up with the title, Heal Every Private Part. And as you began to write, did it take you a while to get everything together and to actually feel comfortable totally becoming transparent and sharing?
It did. It took a while. I have been working on the book for years, but it took me to go to a point where I was really broken, and I said, no more. No more can I go through this. And other women would reach out to me. I've always had this relationship with different women that would reach out to me and talk to me about their problems, their situations. So the book is a compilation of things that I've gone through in life and things that other people that I know have gone through, not to give anyone's names or anything, but just different situations. Every woman can see herself in this book. If you've been hurt by men, if you've been divorced, if you've been told that you cannot have children, if you've gone from man to man, even if you've not had your father in your life, because I didn't have mine in my life, and your father is supposed to be the first man to ever speak into you. And I tell people there's a difference between speaking into you.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's a difference when your father speaks into you and when he speaks to you. See, when someone is speaking to you, they're speaking to the exterior of what they see, but when they're speaking into you, they're speaking into everything that lies dormant inside of you. So that is what your father's supposed to do, speak and see.
Okay. I do have two lines open. We have quite a bit of people on the line. So if your number ends with 7217, if you have a question, you can go ahead and ask your question at this time. Okay, I have the mic open for the phone number ended in 7217. If you have a question, you can ask it at this time. Okay, they don't have a question. I have the line open for phone number ending in 6367. If you have a question, you can ask it at this time. Okay, we have a lot of feedback. Okay, it seems that our audience does not have any questions at this time, Ms. Mumphrey. But we definitely appreciate you coming on the line, telling us about your book, Heal My Private Parts, about your movement, Remove the Bandages, and also about Girls to Pearls. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit more about yourself to our listening audience and give us one word of wisdom as we begin to come to a close, and anything that you think that would help a woman that may perhaps be going through something at this time. You can do that at this time.
Definitely. To every woman or man that's listening in tonight, I want you to know that whatever you have gone through in your life, never ever attach it to who you are. Never allow that to become the person that you are or the situation that you're walking in or you're living in. You are not what happened to you. All the pain and everything that you're going through is for a purpose. It was meant to happen. Today I was thinking about it. Everything that I've gone through in my life, it had to happen to make me become the person that I am and to mold me into who I am. And there are bandages that we wear that we hide from the world. And it's time for them to come off. It's time to be who God has created you to be. It's time to walk in wholeness. All the wounded things that you've gone through in life, and now just being on that battlefield, I tell you, anytime you've been on the battlefield and you have a scar, that means that you have survived. And we have many survivors on this phone tonight. Ladies, I beg you, please take the bandages off. Get naked, unashamed, lay before God, and allow him to heal every part of your life. Because you cannot love anyone until you learn how to love yourself. You cannot love anyone until you really know who you are. Money, cars, men, things, even women, they cannot make you whole. You have to be a whole person. Two broken individuals cannot be whole. Walk
Absolutely.
In the power and purpose. Yes, walk in it. You got two broken individuals wanting to get together. You're going to be cutting each other. There's so much
Absolutely.
Brokenness there. Yes, it's not going to work. And then you're bleeding, and there are other bandages again.
But they move so quickly. Not cutting you off. They move, I mean, I notice people, they move so quickly from one relationship to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't even finished one relationship or completed it until they're in, and then now they're in another relationship, and they just got out of a relationship 2 weeks ago. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's because they do not know who they are. As I stated, wounded identity. They're not happy in who they are. They have to attach themselves to something to become a complete person. At least that's what they think. They feel they're not complete being alone. But I'm telling you, you have to learn to really find out who you are. This book, Heal My Private Part, has blessed so many. It has opened the eyes for so many people. And I get testimonies of, Selinda, this book blessed me. This part is me. This section is me. This chapter here is me. And I had to read it over and over and over again. I talk about wounded identity, the power of a woman, single and satisfied. Speak into me. There's just so many different chapters in there that really relate to so many people. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter where you come from in life, this book will be a blessing to you, and we all hurt. Everybody goes through something in life. And we talk about putting the pressure, applying the pressure to a wound, that is to stop the bleeding. But we have to go through so much in life and be pressed and pushed in order, again, to get to that process. Please take the bandages off and allow your healing to take place. Just imagine the world with broken people walking around, Verna, just everywhere, broken individuals. We mask it so well. It's time to stop masking it. Dressed up and messed
indeed.
Up. It's time. It's time out.
Indeed, indeed. I recently was had a situation where I just began to realize we don't allow ourselves to heal before we moved on to something else or someone else. We just don't do it, or some of us just don't do it. They don't take time to gather themselves to heal, to actually heal, to heal. It's not like you know, a broken heart needs to heal like any other part of your body. It needs to heal. But we don't take the time. Some of us don't take the time to do that. And it's okay to give yourself time. I believe you have to give yourself permission and then tell all your girlfriends that I've given myself permission to heal. Don't find me a date. Don't try to hook me up right now.
There you go.
I love you as my girlfriend, but please let me heal. You know what I'm saying? Please let me heal.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's okay if I take some time out for me and God for God to show me where to go, how to lead me, what to do. And it's okay. But I know some of our girlfriends, they love us dearly, and they think this will help if they, you know, hook us, introduce us to somebody else. Sometimes that old adage is not a good one. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's been our pleasure, Ms. Mumphrey, having you on the show, and we must have you back. We just don't have a whole lot of time, but we do have to have you back because this is a timely topic that can be talked about till all eternity, actually. This is a very good topic, so we must have you back. And we appreciate you so much for coming on the line, sharing with us, and even sharing some of your own personal experience. Thank you so very much. It's definitely been our pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. It's been our pleasure. We would like to thank our sponsors, C. Marshall Enterprise, Southern Eagle News Group, Cravolution Arts, TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.